You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:08 a.m. here in the Great Northeast on my Bacardo Jewelers watch. This beautiful Thursday, October 2, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we honor today and lost this year, thanks to John Basiliga, Richard Pollack, Clarksville, Thomas Reese, Springbrook Township, and Ronald Pickles Grahalski, Nanticoke. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense with some great yacht rock in the background. Well, Tommy Bowie, he is the guitarist for the nation's number one yacht rock band, Yachtly Crew, that you heard so much about just moments ago. And here he is. Tommy, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
Well, I've heard a lot about this. I know I've heard yacht rock. Tell us what it is.
Okay, well, yacht rock, for those that don't know, is all the great soft rock hits of the 70s and 80s. If you didn't know it was called yacht rock, you still know all the songs. We're talking about Steely Dan and Toto and Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, all of these great acts that has kind of had a huge resurgence in the last few years. And my band Yachtly Crew is at the forefront of that. So we're happy to be there.
Tell me, are you guys doing a lot of live performances?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing, I think I played 5 out of the 7 days of last week. I'm in the back of the tour bus right now heading to Dallas, Texas to play in 2 nights. And so we're constantly on the road. We call ourselves the hardest working band in show business. So we've been all over the U.S. and we even got to Australia in May. So we're international at this point. And yacht rock, you know, it's a testament to these great songs that these amazing studio musicians and songwriters made back in that time frame. And so we're just trying to honor that music and breathe some new life into it.
Tommy Bowie is with us. He's from Yachtly Crew. He's the guitarist. How did it become yacht rock? Because we're all familiar with the songs, as you said. We know them all. Who came up with the concept to put them together and then give it the moniker yacht rock?
Well, it was actually a YouTube comedy series in about 2005. it came out, and it was kind of like a viral comedy series, and it was just kind of making light. Not, I wouldn't say like talking down about the music, but it was more just making light of it. And it was a funny little YouTube shorts, and then the name kind of caught on from there, and people, you know, it kind of went viral, and Yacht Rock was just kind of on everybody's tongue. And then I believe there was a Sirius satellite radio had a Yacht Rock station that, yeah, a lot of people were into. And so we were saying, you know, we were sitting around and go, well, there needs to be a band that plays all this music. If it's coming back and it has a, you know, a genre specific thing like that, like, you know, it's not really being represented in the market. So why don't we do that? And since it's called Yacht Rock, we're going to dress up like sailors and, you know, make it a whole happening. And that's exactly what it's become.
Were you, was the group that now forms Yachtly Crew, were you a band before this, or just a group of musicians that got together around Yacht Rock?
Yeah, we're just a group of musicians. I mean, two of us had been in bands together, but in general, it's all, you know, got new guys that we haven't played at the time. This is 8 years ago now. We formed in 2017.
Yeah.
But at the time, we hadn't played together except for two of the guys. So it was really cool to see the chemistry come together and how, you know, and it still is there to this day that we all kind of complement each other, both like from the show standpoint and the music standpoint. And everybody knows their role and is happy in their role too, which is important, yeah, in a band, you, yeah, know.
Tommy Boy is my guest, Yachtly Crew's guitarist. I see it really as the successor to the Rabbit Heads. How I just drew a complete blank there. I see it as a second successor to Jimmy Buffett. I apologize. In capturing a half a generation or a generation of people and capturing a mood.
I 100% agree with you, and I do say that. You know, Jimmy Buffett had the parrot heads, and we have our band. Yeah. We call them the Croupies. And it's a similar vibe where people, yeah, show up before. It's not just about the 2-hour show. It's about the parking lot beforehand, or if we're at like a venue in a downtown area, it's at the bar next to the venue. People show up with their captain's hats and their sailor outfits, and it's like it's a whole happening, and it's really incredible what's happened. And I will say too, you know, our first EP was on Jimmy Buffett's record label called Mailboat Records.
Oh, neat.
And so yeah, he had taken a liking to us, and I think he saw the same thing that you see. And unfortunately, we lost Jimmy, and you know, so we never got to play on stage with Jimmy, unfortunately. Yeah. But we did play the Jimmy Buffett Festival down in Gulf Shores last year to honor him, which was really cool.
Great.
But RIP Jimmy, and I just, you know, I had to give him a shout out for putting us on his label for our first EP.
Amen. So Tommy Bowie, what size venues are you guys performing in? All sizes, or is there specific type of venue that you perform?
I mean, it is all sizes. I guess it depends on, like, we just toured through the South this last couple of weeks, and it was kind of our first time in the South, because we've conquered pretty much everywhere else in the country. So we're, yeah, all right, we're going to bring it to the South. So we did some smaller stuff in the South, but in general, that's not even always true, because when we did North Carolina, we played an arena opening for Walker Hayes, a country artist. And we killed it at this huge, like, 5,000-person arena. So you just, you know, our show is totally translatable from a bar up into an arena. So
yeah,
and that's the way we've wanted it. You know, it's a high-energy show, and we're doing lights and smoke, and we're wearing the outfits, and we're doing choreography, and we're interacting with the crowd. So you're not going to come and sit down and sip on a tea while you watch our show. It's a full-on rock and roll show, you know.
Are we going to have a chance to see Yachtly Crew in the Northeast?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we have been to, you guys are at Wilkes-Barre, right?
Yes, yes.
We played at the Mohegan Arena there a little while ago, yep, a couple years ago, but we would love to come back to that area. I don't think we have anything for 25 on the books right now. Although we will be, how far are you guys from like Morristown, New Jersey? I think
not far.
We'll be in Atlantic.
Yeah, an hour, hour and a half tops.
There you go. So we'll be in Morristown, New Jersey next week, I believe.
Oh, neat.
And then we're at Harrah's in Atlantic City. So Morristown is October 9th, and Harrah's is the 10th and 11th in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
so
we have people. We have people from Northeast Pennsylvania who get a tax deduction for Atlantic City. So that's certainly in reach.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if you want to come and sing along with the yacht rock songs that you know all the lyrics to, and just party and drink a pina colada with us, come on down.
It is great music. That was. Do you think this music was overlooked in its day?
I was born in the 80s, so I feel like, you know, maybe I'm not the best judge of that, but I definitely think afterwards, it was kind of forgotten about for a little while. Yeah. Like, obviously, when you think of the 80s, like Guns N' Roses and Van Halen always got talked about in terms of rock and roll, right? But then there was, like, you know, there's this yacht rock stuff that had happened that was maybe even seen as guilty pleasure music at the time.
Yeah.
But really, it really wasn't getting its due retrospectively about how good the musicians were. These are, like, the best studio musicians, you know, ever. I mean, Michael Jackson's Thriller is basically a Toto album with Michael Jackson singing on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how these guys were the studio pros of the time. So, yeah, I think people now are realizing, like, wow, these guys were beasts. You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the music, it just has an emotional quality to it and a nostalgic factor that, you know, it can't be denied. And people are showing that now.
Tommy Bowie, your group has a new album called Seize the Night, S-E-A-S, the Night. And came out September 9th, 11 songs. 10 of them are yacht rock, but one's an original track, Pain of Losing You. Tell us about that.
Well, that is our original song on the album that was written for us by the legendary Diane Warren. For those that don't know, Diane Warren wrote I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. She wrote Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge.
Wow.
She wrote If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher. She has this whole laundry list of hit songs. Celine Dion, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
So our management has known Diane for a while, and they got in touch, and she said, hey, I have a song for Yachtly Crew. And so we are intelligent people, so we said, yeah, absolutely, we'll do a Diane Warren song, sure.
That is
nice. And and now we're in the top 20 of the Billboard charts, so it's crazy.
Seize the Night, S-E-A-S, the Night. Your new album, you're performing in Dallas. You will be in Morristown. You're going to be in AC coming up later this year. This is great stuff. Tommy, when you come back east, you feel free to get in touch. We'll put you on and talk some more. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Tommy Bowie, Yachtly Crew, Yacht Rock. It's the new deal, the new pair of heads. Thank you again.
Okay. All right. All right. Have a good one.
We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WIOK, we will return.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Beautiful song. This date, 1994, The Pretenders. Murph says they were moving up the charts with their hit, Stand By You. Bob Cadaro back, and of course, in the history moment, the crazy situation of the Washington, D.C. area sniper. It is hard to believe it's 23 years ago. The attack started 23 years ago today. Amazing. Hey, something I'm going to get to because one of our callers is on it. You know, I had a lot of problems with Pope Francis. And now I got a problem with Pope Leo. We're going to talk about it in a minute. But let's go to the more positive side of religion. And Rodney from Falls, who was more than patient with us. Rodney, how are you, man?
Good, Bob. Listen, I text you almost every day, but I've never been compelled to call you. But Larry compelled me. I've got to tell you a story, so I'm going to try and make it quick. My wife and I had three sons. Our middle son, Zachy, he's 35. He still lives with us. He has autism. This story happened in 1992 when he was 2 years old. We knew something was wrong with him. We didn't know he was autistic. We kept the doors locked so he wouldn't get out. I absentmindedly left the Bilco door open, and he got out of the house. So when I came back in, we couldn't find him. Panic sets in. I go to my neighbors across the street, look for him. I tell my wife, call the fire department, call the state police. I'm going looking for him. I live on a hill, 27 acres I own, and it's all like hunting brush. Mm-hmm. So I'm going up through there, and I'm searching the best way I know. I'm zigzagging, I'm stopping, I'm yelling his name, I'm listening. And this went on for about 5 minutes, and I was out of my wits. And I'm going to tell you what happened. I hit my knees. And I prayed to God. I said, God, help me. Jesus, help me. I don't know where my son is. I need to find him. Instantly, the sky didn't open up. I didn't hear it out loud. But a thought that didn't come from my brain went right into my head and said, go to the top of the hill. He'll be there. So I stopped searching. I ran all the way to the top of the hill. It's a few hundred yards. My neighbor's property. It's like 20-acre open field, you know, like farming.
Yeah.
And I was sure he would be there. I got to the top of the hill. I scanned that field. He wasn't there. And my heart felt like it was a rock dropped down a well at that moment. And then I heard him cry. And I went through the brush. I got all cut up. And here he was stuck in a picker bush. And I found him. And I'm going to tell you, prayer was answered immediately. I'm not saying every prayer. I've had bad things happen. I lost my oldest son. But I still believe in God. And that happened. All right? And it's true.
Amen. Ronnie, I'm happy you stuck with us. And called back to give us that story. That is incredible. Now, your son, he's 35 now, you said?
Yes, he is, yeah.
And is he on the more severe side of the spectrum?
Well, he's intelligent. I'll tell him to do things, and he does exactly what I told him, but he can't have a conversation like we're having.
Yeah.
For some reason, speech eludes him. He can say a few words, But like he washes the clothes every day. We have a thing. I give him $1 when I get home, and he'll go out to the barn and get wood. And he can cook for himself. But he just can't talk like us.
Rodney, do you attribute anything, any particular causes to his autism?
I honestly can't tell you what happened. We didn't know. At that time, when he was two, we thought he was deaf. We didn't, you know, autism wasn't as prevalent back then.
Correct.
And we went through a lot of tests and finally had an auditory brain response test done. After three tries, he wouldn't fall asleep. They put him in general anesthesia and did it. And I remember when the doctor came out, he said, no, he can hear. And I cried. I was like, and he goes, why are you crying? I said, I don't know what's wrong with him. And, But he's a great kid. I love him. He's a joy to our life, you know. But that, I just wanted to refute that God doesn't exist. I don't know if it was God. I don't know if it was Jesus, a guardian angel. All I can tell you is I know when I didn't think of something, it was bam, put in my head.
Rodney, and we're honoring guardian angels today, so I'm appropriate that you said that. You've had this child, and you've been raising him, and now he's grown up. He's developed certain abilities. You've developed a tremendous understanding of him, obviously, right?
That's all my wife. My wife's an angel. 39 years I'm with her. Janie, when they told us to institutionalize him, my wife would not give up, and she taught him. It took her forever to get him potty trained back then. To this day, she's his biggest advocate. She, you know, we love him. I can't help but love him. He's my son.
Exactly.
But Janie, she brought him to where he is today.
That is great stuff, Rodney. I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling in and having you among this large dysfunctional family we have here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
And feel compelled to call in again, not just when Larry says something goofy.
All right, Bob. All right. I will. Thank
All
you.
Right, man. The power of prayer. And the answer's not always yes. The answer's not always what we understand because we don't have the understanding. That's not a dodge for why our prayers are not granted, our requests to God are not granted. You're in a different place. It's a different level. Let's go to John from Carbondale quickly. John, how are you? John, are you with us?
Yes.
Fire away, man.
I have a question. When Josh Shapiro was Attorney General, his office used $295,000 of taxpayer money to settle a sexual harassment claim.
Yep.
Why
that was just one.
Ever,
there were others.
Yes, exactly. Why doesn't anybody report on that? And why isn't Dave Sunday investigating that? Look what they did to Donald Trump with his own money.
Yep.
And Shapiro used our money. But yeah, he still can't balance a budget because why? What's he doing? Hiding more money to, give to somebody else?
It's crazy stuff. And it's like he's protected.
Exactly.
I don't get it. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a left-wing loony. I was pointing out just last week, $5 million of our tax money went to a radical mosque in Philadelphia so he could buy off the radical Muslim vote. It's insane.
Exactly. And Bob, here's a real kicker. I was at a few Republican dinners over the last year, and there was a few Republican politicians there. I asked them about that, and they just looked at me like they didn't want to comment on it, and they just walked away.
Yeah.
It's like, why? This guy is no good, and Stacey Garrity needs to, like, start pushing that out right now.
Well,
start pushing it out right now. If she wants to beat him, that's why she has to run on, because he ran, he was about women's rights.
Yep.
Wow. So he can sexually harass them again?
And so he could have girls in boys' bathrooms or boys in girls' bathrooms and girls' sports.
I mean, exactly.
For women's rights. Bull.
And before you know it, in the men's restrooms where he'll be having tampon machines.
he's done everything left-wing loony but that. He really has. I'm happy you pointed that out, John. I appreciate it.
Yes. You have a good day.
All right, my friend. Thank you. We've got to go to our break. We've got our veterans tribute. We got a bunch of callers I want to get to. So let's try to do all of that. 570-883-0098. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. We'll be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basaliga, and just one of his fine companies, John Basaliga Hospitality. Let's talk about a couple of the properties. They're all award-winning. Far Street Tavern, best bar food, best neighborhood bar. West Scranton. Queen City Tavern Oliphant, the winner of the best bar. Scranton Art House, downtown Scranton, winner, best movie theater, 3 years in a row. Old Brook Inn, best outdoor dining, 2 years in a row. Best place to have a first date, 5 years in a row, 307 Springbrook. The Stegmeyer Mansion, best reception hall, and a heck of a lot more than that. Aterra 519, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection. Incredible properties of Basaliga Hospitality. Bringing you this tribute to Ronald Pickles Grahalski. He died at age 85, September 26th. He was from Nanticoke. Born in that great town, he graduated from Nanticoke High School, class of 59. He served his country, enlisting with the United States Marine Corps, a motor vehicle operator, stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, Fallbrook, California, and Okinawa, Japan. attained the rank of corporal. He worked for Suburban Oil Company as a driver. Then he worked for Jack Williams Tire Warehouse in Moosic. Later on, as a hotshot driver, servicing local gas stations, tire dealers, car dealerships. 47 years with the great Jack Williams Company. Member of St. Faustina Kowalska Parish, Nanticoke. He belonged to St. Mary of Chestakova Church. Loved his cars. He loved drag racing. 57 Chevy, 66 Chevelle, 72 Nova SS, 62 Corvette. 44 Drags, Numidia Dragway, Pocono Drag Lodge. Loved it. Ron always had a smile on his face and loved everyone. He was an awesome man. Surviving, a sister-in-law, nieces, nephew, his devoted caregiver and lifelong partner, Dolores Warren, and other family members. Ronald Pickles Grahulski, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snediger. Today, mostly sunny, high 68. Tonight, clear and chilly, low 45. Friday, mostly sunny, 75. Saturday, sunny, 80. Sunday, sunny, 80. Uh-huh. Excavator guy sent me a picture of Bill Gaughan, our Lackawanna County Commissioner, with a sombrero and mustache. I just had to share it on Facebook. I don't know how to do it on our radio station stuff, but I was able to share it on Facebook. Thanks, excavator guy. Appreciate it, man. And I said, why not? Same blind rhetoric, just like Hakeem Jeffries. He deserves a sombrero. Hootie and the Blowfish, Murph says, they moved up to number six this date, 1995, the good old days, with their hit, Only Want to Be With You. And how about that? That's that fat comedian, John Panette. Hilarious. Hilarious. Hey, let's go to Bill from Pittston. He's been patient on the Pope. This has been burning me, Bill. I'm happy you called because I almost forgot about it.
You know, from an inspiring face of just a regular guy that was very inspiring, the gentleman with the autistic son, to something questionable and not so inspiring. Yeah. Dick Durbin is being celebrated in his diocese for his great work, and a number of conservative Catholic bishops have told him not so. You shouldn't do it because of his record on abortion. Pope Leo weighed in.
Not just abortion, on an entire panoply of issues. He's a dog, Dick Durbin. He's a liar.
Yes. And the Pope weighed in saying, don't judge him, in reference to what you just said, don't judge him just because of his position on abortion. Look at all the great things he's done in his total career.
Dear Lord.
That's offensive.
That's very offensive to me. I found this, and then I got sent from Mr. Paul, our executive producer, the comments of the Pope. And here's the Dick Durbin. If he's overwhelmed by the Pope's support, you know the Pope did something wrong. Guaranteed.
Absolutely. Ugh. But combine that with his now coming out calling the environmental problem. He and Schwarzenegger are teaming up to terminate the green, the environmental problems. And he's calling it a social justice issue. And to top that off, he's criticizing Trump for his handling of immigrants. And if he's really that concerned, invite them to the Vatican. Invite all these people to the Vatican. Sell everything you got, and let's give it to the poor.
And Bill, visit the rest of Europe, dummy. Visit the rest of Europe and see the chaos they've created. Just I'm telling you, this guy's gone way off track early. Pope Leo, I'm disgusted with him, particularly after he did not have the guts to call out Dick Durbin for being an anti-Catholic, evil person, basically. He didn't have the guts.
It's hard to believe his brother and he came from the same womb, his conservative brother.
And then you get, let's go to the environmental thing. We're supposed to be for the poor. Who's going to get hurt the most? the poor by this green new scam, and that's what it is. Bill, thank you. I got to go to other calls, but I'm so happy you brought it up to let me vent. Appreciate it.
All right,
man. Chris Chermak, our normal Lackawanna County Commissioner, is on the line. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for that.
I just posted a picture of your colleague with full sombrero and mustache regalia, which was provided to me by one of our great listeners, Excavator Guy.
Oh, perfect. He fits right into that group, definitely. Oh,
dear Lord. Anyway, you want to extend some thanks to our Congressman, Rob Bresnahan.
Yes. So, obviously, yesterday with the government shutdown, our trolley museum that sits on the property of this historical Steamtown Historical Site is federal property, and our building belongs to them. So we were unable to open yesterday. So I talked to Rob at 7 o'clock yesterday morning. He got right on it, and we got a waiver yesterday afternoon that we can open today. We have buses coming. We have trips planned. We have, you know, it's a busy time for our trolley. So I really want to thank Rob and his team for, you know, stepping up and helping me get that up and running, because that's a big deal to us here. It's a revenue generator, and it's just such a great that's one of my favorite things.
But Chris, I mean, isn't Bill Gahan upset? I mean, Rob Bresnahan's a Republican who's killing people. Oh.
He'll never give any credit for that. But you know, hey, God. Whatever, it's open, and yep. I was just, Rob is, he's a phone call away anytime I need him. He's just a huge asset to our region here.
Amen. Thank you, Chris Chermak. Appreciate it very
much. All right, thank you.
All right. Frank from Scranton, how are you, Frank?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing today?
Great.
Yeah,
other than Pope Leo, I'm doing great. Yeah.
I just want to tell you, when I was listening to the guy from Plymouth, I had to ask God to forgive me, because I was talking back to him as he was speaking. I couldn't believe the stuff that he was saying, that the untruths.
Listen, Larry likes to stir the pot, and that's why I put him on.
Oh boy! I honest to God, I was rambling right back at him.
Frank, but I say this to Larry all the time, and I've got and have had atheist friends over the years. I say, I just admire your courage. You got more guts than I do, because when you die, God bless you.
Yeah. Well, I think you remember the story I told you about a truck that I rolled over.
Yes, yes. Just the other day we were talking about this and the miracle you experienced. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I had my open heart surgery, when my ribs exploded, when the doctor opened me.
Yep, that's amazing.
I have so many things that I got to thank God for, because they're not coincidences. Yep. They're I don't have luck. I could play the lottery till I'm blue in the face. And if I buy a $10 ticket and win $5, I go, wow, I'm not lucky.
Well, Frank, we're hanging on to our religion. I don't care what Barack says or Larry. We're hanging on to our guns and our religion. We're hanging on to them.
Oh, you just ruined my day. You mentioned Barack. Dear God. Please forgive me. He's the man that started all this racist crap.
He did. I know it. He divided. Yeah, he started the division. He started the division when he should have been the beacon for unity. It's just crazy stuff. Frank, I got to get one more call in before the 50, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, brother. Have a good day.
All right. Tom from Harding. Tom, you're always quick, so I snuck you in there, buddy.
Okie doke. You remember when the neocons in 96 said what we need is a new Pearl Harbor. I assume you remember that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good. Have you read Judy Wood's book?
No.
Also Leonard Horowitz, Death in the Air. That'll explain. That was Will Thomas was the authority on chemtrails. I knew all about them in 95.
It's an interesting phenomenon. I mean, Tom, it's really interesting and scary to me. I don't understand it, but I want people to start questioning it.
The chemtrails are biological warfare practice, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
I was recruited by the CIA back in when I was an undergraduate, and I was in SDS. I assume you know what that was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I have a storehouse of information, to say the least.
Well, you call in with it. We got to go now, but call in with it any time. We have more time. I appreciate it.
Well, I'd rather talk to you personally sometime because this stuff is not arable.
All right, man. We got to go. Thank you. We'll be back. Kelly Clarkson, number one hit this date, 2001. A moment like this. Bob Cadaro back with you. Reading through somebody, one of you great listeners brought my attention to a Times Leader article. And we're finishing, by the way, with Don McLean. He's 80 years old today. Born in New Rochelle, New York. American Pie. He was born 1945 in New Rochelle. And it's a national anthem. It's that good. It's that great. But about this mailer, attacking this mailer that had been sent out. I don't know. There's something about Spotlight PA, and they're calling themselves a non-independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit newsroom. Not even close. That's who wrote the article. Katie Meyer, Spotlight PA. I'm wondering, oh my gosh. I'm wondering why the article's so biased. Spotlight PA is left-wing lunacy. It is. It's awful. And they're criticizing our state Supreme Court and the three fools I've told you about, Wecht, Donahue, and Daugherty, that have to be, you have to vote no to get them out. They've been redistricting this state on their own, illegally, for two censuses. It's a horrible, horrible decision. They've voted against the state constitution repeatedly for a political outcome. And now the Times Leader doing a Spotlight PA. I thought it was one of their articles, and I was willing to say, okay. Man, if that's where they're getting their sources, dear Lord. Hey, let's get St. Teresa in here quickly. She said, when we touch the sick and needy, we touch the suffering body of Christ. Oh, amazing, amazing. Amen. I want to get one last call for a minute, but let's final mention of our veterans. Ronald Pickles Grahalski, Nantagoke. Richard Polak, Clarksville, Thomas Reese, Springbrook Township. God love them. And thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality for bringing them to us. Hey, let's quickly go to Frank from Old Fort. Frank, we've only got a few seconds. My apologies.
We got him. Bob, when you look outside, the crisscross of chemtrails reminds me of the Tholian web on Star Trek, where they webbed in the Enterprise, right?
Yes. And by the way, there aren't planes crisscrossing like that. A lot of people saying, oh, it's more plane traffic. I don't think so.
No. And the last thing is, you had the clip of Bill Maher and Charlie Kirk. I did not know that Isaac Newton wrote more about the scriptures than he did about his field of physics, Bob. That's mind-boggling. Charlie Kirk can never be replaced.
Isn't he irreplaceable?
Yes.
Irreplaceable.
What an intellect.
Yep. I said, as the more I've followed him since his passing,
yes.
He was an intellectual heavyweight that can't be replaced. Yep.
Yep. LTS, Bob.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Frank. Hey, we got to go. It's what is. Because I look at my Bicardo Jewelers watch. It says 12 o'clock. You know what that means? Got to go. Got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. God willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell after that. But for now, we've got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. There's never enough time. Have a great afternoon. Adios.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.